talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. In Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. And first of all, I want to say today is Election Day. It's Election Day throughout the state. Every county, every municipality is going to have different kinds of elections. In Milwaukee, the big election is for mayor. It's a special election to replace Tom Barrett, who was selected as the ambassador to Luxembourg, and he's over in Luxembourg. The council president, Chevy Johnson, Cavalier Johnson, is acting mayor until today. He's opposed by Bob Donovan. And so the Donovan-Johnson race is today. Probably the biggest election in the state right now, most consequential. Whoever is the mayor of Milwaukee is the mayor of a city that is the financial engine, the cultural engine of the state. And it's in a very important election. There are also around the state judicial elections, some of them uncontested, some of them not. In some cases, there may be school board elections. In some, there may be county board elections. There are a lot of elections in every county in this state. So get out and vote. Get out and vote. We found that some of these nonpartisan elections have become highly partisan, especially the school boards. And especially any election for anybody that has anything to do with running an election or counting the votes. Now, that's less common in this state in terms of their being elected than it would be in some other states. But get out there. Get out there and vote. There are groups that have poured a lot of money into school board candidates trying to take over school boards. We need good, reasonable school boards. We need school boards that value professional educators and leave it to professional educators to make judgments on what's age appropriate for children and to enforce that. But there are a series of candidates around the state, many of them supported by Rebecca Clayfish, who until Tommy Thompson gets in the race would be considered the front runner for the gubernatorial nomination in the Republican Party, who are really radicals who would take over school boards and impose doctrine, really, doctrinal education, and we don't want that. So get out there. Don't think this is unimportant. You know, some people don't vote at all. About 30% of the population never votes for anything. Some people only vote for president in the general election, usually about a 70% turnout. But primaries are important. Spring elections are important. Nonpartisan elections are important. Very, very important that you get out there and vote. So get out there and vote today. We're going back to Ukraine. Ukraine is being flagellated, flogged by Russia still. The word is Putin is now shifting to the east of Ukraine. This so-called pullout from Kiev was a joke. It was a repositioning. He lied. He said it was a gesture for peace. And then the way out of town, they tortured people, civilians, and killed them. Tied people's hands behind their back. Some of them got shot in the back of the head. Some of them, their flesh was burned. These are animals that did that. Putin is the chief animal. And then they lied about it. The Russians said today, yesterday actually, that that was false, that those pictures were photoshopped, and that people love the Russians. You know, one of the things that amazes me about this guy, if you are going to be a genocidal sadist, which he is, to try to paper it over, by just flatly saying, "Who, quote, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?" All he does, and he has no credibility anyway, but all he does is compound that lack of credibility. Compound it. And this is starting to splash back on him. There are a number of Russian troops who said that they will not fight. They've told their commanding officers that we're not going to invade Ukraine. Ukraine is like us. They're Slavic people like us. There are 11 million people in Russia who have relatives in Ukraine. We're not going to go in and kill our relatives. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? And they refuse. They refuse to fight. Now, some of them are shot, but some of them are discharged. They go back to Russia. And oddly enough, you know, Putin has an iron grip on Russia. Iron Curtain is descending on Russia. But some of these people have a lawyer and are bringing suit. That came across the wire today. I find that kind of hard to believe. You know, a lawyer goes into court to represent a dozen soldiers who won't fight. It's very, very hard for me to believe that that guy isn't going to end up in jail along with all his clients. But Putin is a madman, and right now he's being attacked on all sides. Being attacked on all sides. And there was another interview from a guy. There is a force over there called the advisors. And what they are is commandos. They're on our side. They're on Ukraine's side. They're led by Ukrainians, but they're an awful lot of American, British, and other European troops who are over there, seasoned combat veterans, who want to stop Russia. They wanted to stop it when it was communist. They want to stop it now when it's organized crime. And until it reverts to being a civilized country, they want to stop it. And they're putting their skills to good use. And the interview with one of these guys was, the Russian soldiers are kind of like children. Their average age is 30. They're very out of shape, heavy. They have no combat training. They've been given virtually no support logistically. Many of them were given field rations that were decades old that were just lying in a warehouse. They have to go out and steal food. Some of them won't fight. They don't know what to do, and they just get picked off. The problem is that Russia is also sending in mercenaries, the so-called Wagner Group mercenaries, Islamic terrorists from Chechnya and Syria. And these are people who aren't necessarily, the Islamic terrorists aren't necessarily combat trained. What they are is they're sadists. And the Wagner Group are a group of mercenaries who are hired to kill people. And they're going through the Ukrainian civilian population. It's vital that we support Vladimir Putin with more than thoughts and prayers. Not Vladimir Putin, that we support Zelensky against Vladimir Putin with more than thoughts and prayers. The truth of the matter is that we've given them stingers, we've given them javelins, we've given them different things, but we are withholding what they really need. We are withholding airplanes. We are withholding 70 airplanes, MiGs, that are in the possession of NATO countries, former Warsaw Pact countries in Eastern Europe, who want to send them to Ukraine. We've got to get over a mindset, and I'm going to lay out that mindset right now. That mindset is, we're so afraid of enraging Putin, driving Putin to do something unthinkable and all of this, but we're giving him weapons up to the first tier, but not quite the first tier. They're killing a lot of his troops. He knows it. We've shut down his economy. And the truth is, we have got to get weapons into Ukraine now. In a way, look at it this way. It's not just morality. They are our surrogates. They are the best fighters that I've ever seen from all the reports in any of these European wars. There's no necessity for American troops or NATO troops. All they want are the weapons. And all they want to do is defend themselves. So get them the planes. And everybody listening to this, and I've told you this before, you sit there on a couch and you think, and I've thought this sometimes, what can I do? What can I do? Well, let me tell you something, what you can do. Get on the phone this morning and call every congressman in this state. Call the one in your district. Call every state senator in this state, every state assemblyman, especially the Republicans, but including the Democrats, and say, look, to the Democrats, you say, tell Biden to get off the dime here. Get the planes to Zelensky. And to the Republicans, stop attacking a wartime president and standing up for Putin. They'll lie if they talk to you and they'll say, oh, no, I'm not for Putin. Okay, but they're for Tucker Carlson, they're for Trump, they're for Josh Hawley, they're for Putin. They are the party of Putin. They are a treason party. There are a handful of exceptions. Yes, there are Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Mitt Romney, probably Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins. There's a few of them, but not many of them. Get on the phone and just say this simple message. Send Zelensky the planes. Because by trying to send him halfway measures, you just continue to enrage a guy like Putin who's going to be enraged anyway. And all you're doing is if he wins in Ukraine, he'll do it in Moldova, and then he will spend the rest of his life attacking the Baltic states and threatening nuclear war. He's got to be stopped now, and he's got to be stopped with surrogates. Go to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For a long time. Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the guy.